The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I love one confession and we don't ever judge, but we do have discussions. And in today's confession, when you turn this episode up and you listen to it, you're going to hear a confession about a crush on a family member. I'm not going to say much more about it because I think you need to listen to it. I don't want to take it out of context.
Yeah, and it definitely wasn't as bad as the one that where the guy was sleeping with his sister-in-law for like two years.
Yeah, no,
it's not that bad. No. But
they would hook
bad.
Up in the bathroom during Thanksgiving. Do you remember that?
Gross, dude.
Yeah,
How could I forget?
His brother's wife.
That's wrong.
That's your brother. Aren't you your brother's keeper? Or you're your brother's wife's keeper?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that was a bad joke. All right, but the episode is good, so let's listen to it now. Nothing makes my husband, DJ Automatic, happier than proving me wrong. Welcome to Wednesday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
If you could see the smile on my face.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony and I'm here.
So yesterday, during National Day...
Just play the tape, Dana.
I said this yesterday about pumpkins.
Did you just call pumpkin a fruit?
Pumpkin is a fruit.
Pumpkin is a fruit? Are you sure it's not a vegetable? I don't think that's a fruit.
Does it have seeds in it?
Oh, yes.
Somebody it's a fruit.
Oh. So if something has seeds, it's a fruit? I'm
going to
find something?
Yeah, like tomato.
Mmm. Okay. It was at that very moment that I knew I was right and my wife was wrong. And I couldn't wait to just call her out on it. I didn't have time at that time,
but now we got time. Is pumpkin a fruit?
Pumpkin is... Okay, let me tell you something. Pumpkin has a seed and is considered a vegetable.
Pumpkin is a fruit, DJ Automatic.
Okay, Dana. Here, are we going to argue about this some more or are you just going to listen to me? Okay, peppers are vegetables that have a seed. So this is your whole thing. There's another thing. Eggplants have seeds. Right. Tomatoes have seeds, and they're considered a vegetable. Some people say they're a fruit. And also cucumbers have seeds.
First of all, pumpkin is classified as a fruit.
I don't care about pumpkins. We're talking about these other things here, okay?
I'm listening to HGTV or something going on right now. What is this, guys? This is gross.
This is marriage.
Yeah,
this is nasty, dude.
Get ready.
This is marriage. You know what? My brother-in-law and sister-in-law, oh, congratulations to them. They're expecting their first child.
Oh, whoa.
I didn't know we were going public with that.
No, hold on. They were talking about seeds.
I know.
They were talking about, they were having an argument, and Automatic told his brother, just let her win, bro. Your marriage will be a lot better for it. It's not worth it.
Damn.
So these little tiny little wins that I get that don't even matter, I love them.
We're going to talk about this pumpkin thing this morning. That's what it is. And every person who's in a serious relationship knows exactly what's going on right
that's
now.
That's a victory for a husband. I don't want one.
National Day, Anthony A.
Very serious. Very, very serious. This one right here is National Broad Day, which is National Breast Reconstruction Awareness Day.
Yes. Shout out to everyone out there. We have personal friends who have done this because genetically they knew that they were predisposed to breast cancer. And my grandmother-in-law
is a breast cancer
survivor and double mastectomy.
And homies, don't forget to do your checkup as well, too.
Yeah, that's right.
And we also got National Branded Fruit Day. It's National Suspender Day, but something that makes us all happy. National Chocolate at the Office Day. Dude, if your work got some Snickers for me or something, I love you.
You know what's fun? There's a lady in the back of the office. She always got candy. I always go back there to talk to her. I always go back and make an excuse to go talk to her because there's candy.
Which lady? I never go back there.
I don't tell you because then there wouldn't be any chocolate for the rest of us.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This is your chance to confess anything you want. Get it off your chest. We don't want to know your name or anything. And I promise you feel better after you do it. It's called One Confession. You get one call, 1 minute, absolutely no judgment. Line 4, go ahead with your confession.
So my cousin recently got married, and I just wanted, her husband is so cute. He used to rock the man bun and stuff like that. I'm never about the man bun personally. But he cut it, and I recently just saw them last weekend, and he is so cute. So I am proud of her.
You got like a little crush on him, or nah? You're just acknowledging that she got herself a hot man.
Well, because I have a fiance too, so I like feel bad for saying if I got like any kind of like feels or anything like that for him. So I will just say that she did good, and I am definitely proud of her.
All right,
there you go. That's how to navigate those waters.
Keeping it clean with a little dirt.
yeah, exactly.
That was kind of like a dirty, clean confession. It wasn't bad.
Don't let her get drunk around your cousin. I'll tell you, her cousin's boyfriend. Yeah. I'm just saying, you can hear it.
Dude, this sucks to be her fiance, too.
What? Why do you mean that? that.
Having a gush over another man that's also in your life, too, is a little odd.
Yeah. Well, Christmas is going to be awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
What I took away from that confession is that homeboy had a man bun and it was not good on him.
Oh.
And you have to know what looks good on you and what doesn't. For instance, you know my Big Dana picture with that hat?
Yeah.
The hat wasn't doing it for me, right?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't the hat.
You know one thing that doesn't work for me?
What automatic?
Nose rings. I just think of
oh,
like...
Oh, I thought you meant on yourself. Yeah, I'm like, when did you have a nose ring?
No, when I see them on other people, like women in particular, because I just think of all the boogers that are around that little metal bar in their nose. It's just gross. I mean, I don't... It's just not my thing. Another thing that's not my thing, and this is just me personally, don't take any offense to this, I'm not into tattoos.
Really?
No, I'm not into
them. You've never dated a woman with tattoos?
Of course I've dated a woman with tattoos. There's so many women out there that have tattoos, but like personally, I'm just, it's not my preference.
Well, that's a good thing since I don't have a tattoo. I'm glad. And we're married and all.
Dude, I really notice when women lose a lot of weight. How about
What?
Anthony, that's so rude. So you're not into thicker women?
Dana, you were talking about your hat photo, but I think it was the weight you lost.
You thought about Big Dana.
I think it's more the weight you lost rather than the hat you were
wearing. I got a question for you. What is something that's made you personally better looking to other people?
Well, I got a dog.
Oh,
Anthony, that's a big thing.
That's like a step below a baby. Dude, like women, one like tiny little step
exactly.
below a baby.
Women
yeah.
see that like he could take care of something.
Yeah. When we had Ava, like when she was a baby, I would go out with her, and I mean, you become way better looking.
When you carry Ava and the baby, Bjorn.
You carry a baby, Bjorn. You're carrying the baby around. You're like you. The way that women look at you is almost they want me as much as when I don't wear a hat. I'm telling you, women look at me different when I wear a hat.
When you don't wear a hat, that's opposite for most men. Automatic. Let that thing rock.
I've worn a hat my whole life, but for
it's
some
so
reason,
weird when Otto takes his hat off. People are like, oh my gosh, he was DJing at a place he DJed for 4 years. He didn't have his hat on, and at the end of the night, the women were like, oh my god, we didn't even recognize you. I still remember that night. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Dude, if you without wearing a hat makes your wife excited that other women are checking you out, then my man.
I think when other women think my man is sexy, it's sexy.
Oh.
It's kind of weird. I know that.
I mean, you take it as a compliment.
I take it as a compliment.
I wish
absolutely.
I was that big. Because I'm not. when other women and men want you, I'm like, I'm threatened. I'm on
the
set.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The queen of cumbia, Selena Quintanilla Perez, passed away 26 years ago. She was murdered 26 years ago, and she still remains one of the most popular figures in the world. Her father, Abraham Quintanilla, has been accused of profiting off her death. Well, he's finally addressing that question. I have the audio. I'm going to play it for you right now in case you missed it. Three stories you need to know. DJ Automatic, you go first.
So, guys, you might need a new excuse to avoid your family this Christmas because the CDC says it's safe to spend the holidays with your loved ones this year.
Oh, that's hilarious because you're right. A lot of people are like, I can't go because blah, blah. Now, Dr. Fauci's like, go see your family.
So with the new guidelines, they say it's safe to visit if you're fully vaccinated. They do discourage traveling if you're not. And they say wearing a mask at gatherings is always a good idea if you have a weakened immune system. If you're not vaccinated, they are asking you to stay home.
Dang, well, at least dude. I can wear a mask and sleep during the whole thing. Nobody will even notice.
My mom's going to be so mad because she was so excited last year when she had to cook. She was like, yeah. She was so pumped about that. But now she has back to cooking for everybody.
Oh, man.
All right, y'all. In case you missed it, a new survey shows that 1 in 4 Americans would rather cuddle next to their dog than their partner.
Who are these people?
Well, listen, hear them out.
That's 25% of Americans.
Hear this out. Most people blame their partner's snoring. So,
Dana.
I'm a snorer.
Oh,
really?
If I'm tired, I'm gonna tell you right now, man. I'm like, let's go.
So when Dana goes to sleep before me, sometimes I have to go downstairs because it's a rumbling in there.
He goes down and cuddles with Roro.
I've hooked up with a lot of moms in my day, and that's one thing. Mama bears do snore loud.
Oh, I'm tired.
Wait, I can hear it from downstairs last night.
Did you say 1 in 4 or 1 in 5?
1 in 4.
I mean, they don't have to listen to your snoring.
Oh, my.
Maybe that might be so, but I just think they got a little stanky stank.
I wouldn't let my dog in our bed, and heck I love our dogs, but they're dirty. So I just think it's gross.
I'm one of those. I fit with one of these 4 Americans because I let Metro in my bed all the time.
I was going to say, but your dog is a lot cleaner than our dog.
And you don't cuddle with him. He's on the foot of the bed. And if you act like you're spooning him or something.
I'm not.
All right. So in case you missed it, Selena Quintanilla Perez, the queen of Tejano. I mean, obviously, most people know that she was tragically murdered 26 years ago in her hometown of Corpus Christi in front of a Days Inn by her fan club president, Yolanda Saldivar. A lot of folks accuse her father, Abraham Quintanilla, of profiting off of her tragic death. In an interview on the AC Cruz podcast, he addresses those accusations.
So what? Let them talk. Dogs get old from barking. Let them bark all they want to. In my heart, in my mind, in my family, we said from day one that Selena passed away that we were going to keep her memory alive through her music. And that's what we have done for 26 years.
I always find it very odd when people write things like, oh, let it go, let it go. How can you ask a parent?
That's their kid.
To let the death of their child go. It will never go away. And we want more Selena, obviously, because when a new album, which by the way, they're about to put a new album out.
What?
A new album, yeah, new movie, new series, exciting, new makeup, like something, people clamor to it because she was just somebody who represented so many people like me, Mexican-American, who had nobody in media to look at. And still to this day, only like 2.4% of English media is represented by Latinos.
And it's important.
Which is crazy.
AB was talking later on in that podcast, too, about how a lot of young girls are making their way to the museum in Corpus Christi. And it's a lot of young women, and she's influenced the next generation, like you just said, Dana.
If you see it, you can be it. If you don't see it, you can't even imagine it. Come on, people.
The one thing I just took from everything you just said is that she's got a new album coming?
Yes! Yes. She does.
It's gonna be so super it's all sick. Obviously old stuff. But it took them 26 years to get it together.
So I think these are unheard songs.
Yeah, and it's all rearranged by AB, her yes, brother. So it's going to be amazing, man. I'm excited.
I'm excited about that.
I am too. So for anybody out there who is accusing her family of profiting, they are profiting, but they're keeping her memory alive.
It benefits all of us.
It does. It does. Anything for Selena.
Anything for Selena.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Kanye West is done. He's changed his name legally. We'll talk about why and what his new name is right now. Inside the Best Gossip, this is the Daily Dirt. This story and more, Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
We got ASAP Ferg celebrating his birthday. We also have the homie plays Jim from The Office. Automatic, what's his name?
John Kraninsky.
Thank you, brother. And Dana Cortez, our vice president. What is her lovely name?
It is Vice President Kamala Harris.
Woo! Now, these next two names I do know how to pronounce. It is NBA YoungBoy and Snoop Dogg's birthday.
Hey. All right. All right, okay,
shout out
so
Snoop Dogg.
We're going to start off with the Dana Cortez Sports Report.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Stephon Diggs scored a touchdown. Man. He plays for Buffalo, right?
And also both my fantasy football teams.
Okay.
Well, he ain't catching any touchdowns, that means.
Yes, he did.
He caught one out of man. Come on. How's Dana Cortez no more
he
about sports
did
than he do?
One touch. He did catch one touchdown.
I see your fantasy scores.
And he did the Omarion Dance Challenge, and he nailed it in the end zone. Shout out to him and Odell Beckham for always getting down with the dance challenges.
Yes.
Woo woo, that's my sports report. All right, so now we're going to talk about Alex Rodriguez. Oh, look, more sports. He was doing a post game at the Baseball American League Championship in Boston. So, of course, you know those Boston fans had to troll him because he's no longer with J-Lo and Ben Affleck is.
A-Rod! Ben Affleck's got J-Lo! How do you like them apples?
Oh, my God. Oh, he's referencing Good Will Hunting. That's the movie that Ben Affleck and Matt Damon wrote and starred in as well. Listen to this one.
Hey, A-Rod, what's your favorite Ben Affleck movie?
Oh, my gosh. Hopefully he didn't answer Geely. Anyway, all right. Congratulations, A-Rod, for keeping his composure. Barely, but he did. He got through it. And then finally, Kanye West is done with his name. He is now legally Ye.
Oh.
He was out with his head shaved. He got Ye shaved in the back of his head. You can barely make it out. Wearing a white mask and a lot of eyeshadow.
What?
It looks like maybe Northwest shaved his head and applied the eyeshadow. Because both look very messy. Oh. I don't know why he changed his name. I'm not quite sure why. He's been talking about it for a minute. And it's also very weird because Kim Kardashian said, I'm keeping West because that's Kanye's last name and I want to have the same last name as my kids and him. And now he doesn't have his own last name.
So I actually read why he changed his name. So Kanye means the chosen one.
Okay.
And he said he doesn't want to be the chosen one anymore. That he actually wants to be Ye because Ye is used in the Bible and it means us.
Ye means us.
Thought I meant divorced.
Shut the fuck up. I will
There's
laser
no more
you.
Us. I love it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Health experts always say that when we exercise, our endorphins get going, make you feel good, right? Well, now working out can give you a corgasm.
What?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What's a corgasm?
Corgasms are when you feel excited during a workout. Yes, it's a real corgasm. You know what I'm saying?
I've never had a corgasm.
Because it doesn't happen to men. 99% happen to women during exercises. Women describe it as a release of pleasure washing all over your body.
Get it, ladies. I've never had a corgasm, but I've had a laughgasm. You guys ever had a laughgasm?
No, what the hell is a laugh? Laugh
so not much, with you giving us those one-liners.
Oh, okay.
It's deep.
I was going to say a laughgasm is when you cry. If you laugh so much, you cry. And water comes out. Laughgasm.
Now you're just crying because
now I'm just crying because I suck.
Anyway, a professor at Indiana University School of Public Health, her name is Debbie Horbanek, says there are common in women, and when you're doing ab exercises, is usually when the corgasm happens.
Oh, now I get it. That's why all us men have these flabby bellies, because if we got corgasm, we'd be ripped.
Oh.
Or at least I would be.
Dude. Oh, my God. Speaking of ripped, dog, let's talk about some ripped off guests. Newlyweds charge no-shows for reception cost.
No!
A pair of newlyweds were so pissed about wedding no-shows that they billed guests for the cost. The couple planned for over 100 guests, and when a few people didn't show up, they sent them invoices for $120 a head.
So if you RSVP'd and you didn't show, you got billed $120.
Exactly. The photo went viral. The invoice went viral, therefore sparking a debate. Was that justified, or is it just corny, dog? What are you thinking?
Man, that is so corny, Anthony. How are you going to bill your good friends?
Do you think?
Otto, why are you so quiet over there?
Because I'm writing out an invoice for everybody who didn't show to our wedding.
Take that. Dog, of course you would, dude.
All right, this brings us to a woman that decided to take a flight dressed like a flight attendant. She even brought her own headset and microphone onto a plane and then went on a crazy COVID rant. Listen to this.
The reason the pandemic started is because nobody
she's telling us we don't know what reality is anymore.
It's above me.
That woman thought she was on like some kind of TED Talk or something.
Why is she doing this?
So she was walking through the aisles just telling everybody what she felt about COVID. You heard it. And got herself arrested. They actually detained her and chained her to the back of a seat in the back of the plane.
Was she on Spirit Airlines?
Delta, actually.
Oh, yeah. Spirit carries tape. They upgrade. They got chains on Delta.
Gross.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Remember a couple weeks ago it was National Taco Day?
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you how many tacos Americans eat every year, and this number is going to blow you away. Food news inside hottest hashtags right now on your Wednesday. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Sauce.
All right, today's Dana Cortez Show hashtag. First one is serious. Doctors who treat functional neurological disorders just released a study of 3,000 children who are experiencing tics and blurting out words, including the word beans, and it's caused by prolonged usage of TikTok. It is
linked to TikTok. So they're getting a tick from TikTok.
Yep. Long periods of time on electronics has adverse effects on the brain, especially during the developmental years.
They're literally yelling out the words beans.
Yes.
I
haven't heard our daughter say beans yet.
No. So the study gives tips on how to prevent or reverse the tics. Let me tell you something. How about limiting the time your kids are spending on the phone? Taking the phone away, turning the internet on in the house off. Watch them turn into kids again.
Yeah. It's crazy to me that people will like just subject themselves over and over to something that's bad, but then you're like, hey, take this vaccine. And they're like, nah.
It's crazy to me, too. All right. Now in food news. 2 weeks ago was International Taco Day and the world celebrated. Well, let's talk about America. How many tacos do you think Americans eat every single year? Who wants to guess first?
McDonald's is in the billions, so I'm going to say billion.
Well, how many? A billion?
A billion a year. Yeah.
Okay, Anthony
A billion tacos. Oh, dude, more than a billion tacos. I'm going to go 2 billion tacos a year.
Okay, according to nationaltacoday.com, 4.5 billion tacos are eaten in America.
Come on down. Which, because you can't just have one. You got to have like three or four.
I account for just half of that. I can't believe we eat that many tacos. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off with a very serious one. It's National Bra Day, which is Breast Reconstruction Awareness Day, everybody.
All right, do those self-breast examinations every single week.
We also have National Youth Confidence Day, so encourage the youth, the kids. They're our future, right?
Make sure you're paying attention to them, not on TikTok when you're doing it.
If they start screaming out beans, you got problems.
Yeah.
An odd couple, but it goes great together. It's National Chicken and Waffles Day.
Man, is that an odd couple? I thought they were made for each other.
Well, they are, but think about it. Who decided, let me put some chicken and waffles together? It's an odd thing.
Right.
I know. They taste so good. There's something about...
It's the grease and the sugar. It's so good.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. It's the crispiness of the chicken skin and then that the sugar and the syrup. Mm.
I love Doritos and pickles. I know that's an odd couple, but the just classic old school nacho cheese Doritos and the brand of pickle has to be Best Made. It's got the little guy with the tongue sticking out.
Man, that sounds so good. Stay with me now, but I like bananas and a hot dog bun.
Anthony, that just sounds disgusting.
And then you put a peanut butter and jelly in it, and you got like a little peanut butter and jelly hot dog thing.
It's not like a heart attack.
That is genius.
Try it. Don't knock it until you try it, dude.
I want to get y'all eating that on camera.
I'm like, what weird thing do I eat? I used to eat mayonnaise and mustard sandwiches.
Why?
Because I was poor.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Why am I laughing at your poverty?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Music Facts with DJ Automatic here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic. I go by Anthony A.
All right, Automatic, do we have any big birthdays today?
We do. It's the King of the West Coast birthday. It is Snoop Dogg's birthday.
It's the bound to the wild, creeping and crawling, Yiggy, yes, yolin'. Snoop Doggy Dogg in the house with the pound like every day.
Happy birthday, Snoop Dogg.
He truly is an icon. I mean, he already transcends music. What does the man not do is the question.
Miss or fail, really? No, he's great at life. My thing I love about Snoop Dogg, too, is that he was able to age like fine wine, which he also provides, too. Dang, Snoop-a-loop.
All right, next birthday we got, it is ASAP Ferg's birthday.
Coochie down to the socks like I'm Biggie Popper. Baby, keep your girl.
Hey, you got to go check our conversation with Ferg. It really is one of the most fun times I've had. Go to Dana Cortez Show on YouTube, subscribe, and watch us have a combo with ASAP.
All right, next we're going to 1990 when three members of Two Live Crew were acquitted on obscenity charges in Hollywood, Florida. Somebody say, hey, so what happened was they had a show and they performed their material. And when everybody knows Two Live Crew material is a little bit, lewd. They were arrested, put in jail, and they actually had a two-week trial over a concert. Yes. But they were freed, and we know the rest of the story. I mean, Uncle Luke really became an advocate for First Amendment speech.
So this case is different from their ban from the USA album.
This was before.
Oh.
This is all leading up to the Supreme Court case. They had to fight a lot of battles to protect our First Amendment rights.
All right, next we're going to 1998 when 98 Degrees releases their breakout album, 98 Degrees and Rising. So this was their second album. Their first one didn't do that great, but this one sold 4 million copies in the U.S. alone. They had two top five singles. And did you guys know that these guys were on Motown? That's why they had Stevie Wonder on their album.
I had no idea. I only know that the guy Nick Lachey was married to Jessica Simpson. And not shade or nothing. It just was not my cup of tea.
But they were like a little bit after NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
No, they were like battling them.
But they were always like kind of like the third tier and a younger group.
They were
group.
Totally the third tier.
Yeah, so. But
trying to climb up.
At that
time,
though, they were still probably what? That makes them like the third biggest act in the world?
Probably,
they were so
yes.
Big, so, yeah.
4 million copies, man. Hey, you can't hate on that.
Nope. All right, next one to 2000 when Ice-T makes his debut on Law & Order, SVU.
Ice-T has been playing a cop since New Jack City.
I mean, he has. And then to think that he made a record called Cop Killer, it's kind of crazy.
Which he remade and re-released recently.
Next, we're going to 2003 when a 20-year-old Amy Winehouse drops her first album, Frank, in the UK.
When you walk in the bar and you're dressed like a star, rocking your F-Meat pumps.
So this album was not released in the United States until 2007. after her album Back in Black, which was her big, huge worldwide album.
Well, she was already a big superstar, you know, in the UK, but she just became this worldwide phenomenon. And it's just such a shame that she could not overcome, you know, her addiction. R.I.P. Amy Winehouse.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Hey, DJ Automatic, have you ever been at work and somebody asks you about your ex-girlfriend, maybe?
All the time.
Oh, dude, wow. Alex Rodriguez was doing a live broadcast at the American League Championship when a Boston fan yelled out this about his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend.
Hey, A-Rod, what's your favorite Ben Affleck movie?
A-Rod did not answer, so we're going to list our favorite Ben Affleck movies right now. Let's welcome you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show.
Before we go any further, can we just acknowledge that that was like top tier trolling right there?
Oh, dude, top tier heckling, dude. Top tier heckling right there. Also, I want to applaud that there was no curse words used either.
No, that's what I'm love saying. About it, dude. Genius.
You've been in NBA arenas, NFL stadiums, Automatic, and sometimes people are just vulgar.
Yeah, they're just drunk and stupid.
I just want to shout out this man for just giving something that's going to sting. This is also my favorite part. They literally started chanting, J-Lo, J-Lo. Oh,
shout out to Boston.
Oh, shout out to Boston, yo. But that got us to talking about our favorite Ben Affleck movies. So we're going to go ahead and rope off our favorite Ben Affleck movies since A-Rod was continuing to be a lame and did not answer the question. So DJ Automatic, go ahead and kick off your top three Ben Affleck movies that you've ever seen. Well, hold on, wait. First, let's play the question one more time.
Hey, A-Rod, what's your favorite Ben Affleck movie?
DJ Automatic, give us your list of Ben Affleck movies.
All right. First one is got to be Dogma. Remember that Kevin Smith movie?
Yes, dude.
That one and Mallrats. That one
I was a big Jay and Silent Bob guy, so knowing that Dogma was kind of like the origin and all that stuff, shout out to Dogma, yes.
All right, the next one's got to be Good Will Hunting. Everybody loves that movie. Who doesn't love that movie? Yes. Obviously.
A-Rod! Ben Affleck's got J-Lo! How do you like them apples?
Oh,
do you like apples? Dude,
That goes in the heckling hall of fame right there.
It does. It's great.
That's one of the greatest things to ever yell out.
All right. I want that guy to heckle for me someday.
And Automatic, your final Ben Affleck movie on your list.
I don't know if anybody saw this because it came out in 2020, but it's called The Way Back. And it's a basketball movie where Ben Affleck is a basketball coach. He used to be a basketball star, and then he comes back to coach his high school basketball team. It is such a good movie.
All right. All mine are from over 5 years ago. So
if you haven't seen The Way Back, go watch it.
All right, I'm with it. I'm going to go with Argo. I'm going to go with The Town. And I think Ben Affleck's greatest movie that he ever made, I've never even seen it, but it's Geely. All right, and that's because...
That's why, the reason you haven't seen it is because it's horrible.
But whatever, that's where he met J-Lo. And that's
I think he already knew J-Lo.
Well, either way,
I think that was the end of the relationship, actually, because it was so bad.
I did not know I was sitting next to TMZ. All right? We'll end on this one more time. How about them apples, A-Rod?
A-Rod! Ben Affleck's got J-Lo! How do you like them apples?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Corgasms, huh? I did sit-ups last night for 10 minutes and nothing happened. I don't get it. They say you have to lift your legs, though, and that's when it happens to women. You have a corgasm. And it's not sexual, but it's sort of the same feeling all over your body.
I don't know what a female orgasm feels like, so I wouldn't even know if I was having one.
I would hope you don't know what a female orgasm is.
Well, it's called a corgasm, and men, you said men don't get this.
Less than 1% of men have reported it happening.
The way you said that, Automatic, sound like you never distributed one either.
Oh no, he has.
Proof is in the pudding.
Proof is, well, you know what? This is a clean podcast. We're going to keep moving. Turn the next one up.